We would Henry Ramirez, our manager and trainer of Chris Areola. A significant time for you tonight. Obviously, you had Adamack's fight. Adamack had a harder time than expected against Jason Estrada. You know, slick fighter, good amateur, landed a lot of clean punches, gave Adamack some difficulty. Does that give you any extra confidence for the Chris Areola fight, or no, because it's a different style?
No, it's a completely different style. You know, Estrada's one of those guys who kind of sit and wait, try to power shot you, try to pick you off, and it's just a different style. You know, I think it's a hard style for anybody to look at against the Chris.
He looked pretty good his last fight. He fought a smaller guy in Minto. You know, a little bit of a different style. Minto was more just rushing him. You know, as you see, Adamack likes to box a little more at this division. Obviously, he's fighting bigger guys. Do you think that Chris is going to be taking it to him like he usually does? Do you think that maybe he knows Adamack's a big puncher regardless of the division? He'll be a little bit more cautious.
No, I think we're going to have Chris fight his fight, which is nonstop, relentless pressure. And, you know, if for some reason during the fight it's not working, we'll readjust from there. But our fight is Chris coming forward, putting pressure, trying to break guys down. You know, we're not going to win a pretty stylistic fight. Right. You know, the fight is for Chris to come forward and put pressure.
Now, Chris has had a difficult time on the scales, weighed over 260 his last couple fights. He was 223 pounds when he fought Damon Willis, which was one 29. Of his best, 229 against Damon Willis. He was about the same against Chaz Witherspoon.
Right.
You know, why do you think that he's had such a difficult time getting in the gym, staying in shape?
You know, maybe some of it's a lack of dedication, maybe overconfidence at times. But, you know, at times in between fights, he has a tendency to blow up. You know, this fight isn't going to be a problem because he's already in camp. We've already been training. We've been training about a month. You know, we're looking forward to April 24th and erasing a lot of the doubters, you know, as far as his motivation, just his overall ability in the ring. And, you know, I think come April, we'll see an exciting display of Chris 235, 240 pounds.
So you say that he's most definitely going to weigh 235, 240. Do you have a guarantee from Chris Areola? Do we have a guarantee?
40, absolutely 100% guarantee. Between 235 and 240.
You know, Adamack's style, I say, is different. A lot of the guys you fought, you know, as I said, Minto came just at you. You know, Travis Walker's another guy who was a puncher. You know, Chaz Witherspoon didn't necessarily fight the way that he should. Do you think that Adamack, you know, being that he's a long fighter, he's got a good long jab, that's going to cause some problems for Chris? Do you think he's going to be able to work around that jab?
You know, he's got a good jab. He's got doesn't do anything extraordinarily great, but he's very fundamentally sound. Got a good jab, nice right hand. The thing is, I think he's allowed to do it by not being pressed. You know, we'll see how he's able to deal with pressure, you know, consistently for 12 rounds. You know, we'll see.
What did you learn about Thomas Adamack, the heavyweight, tonight?
He's a little bit better boxer than I thought. He's a good little boxer, got good, nice movement. I was impressed. You know, he adapted well when he needed to, flurried when he needed to. I was impressed. I thought he did well.
As you said, he's going to be 235, 240. You know, this is going to be the first test from, obviously, after the Klitschko fight where things didn't go as planned. I think he'll have the extra motivation, as mentioned, with the weight, that since he's obviously wanting to get back and get another title shot.
Let me tell you, the guy fucking hates losing, and he's going to do everything he can to prevent it again.
I remember the post interview?
The guy fucking hates losing, so do I. So we're going to do everything we can to get him ready, and, you know, I'm expecting a great fight, a lot of fireworks, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
You know where the fight might be at? You know, maybe over here in Jersey, Atlantic City, or does it have to be in California?
It's definitely in California.
Goosenville, out in California.
Absolutely. It's definitely 100% in California.
Henry, thank you. Anything in closing?
No, just stay tuned, and, you know, we'll see what happens come April.